There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Natalie, are you ready for trending?
I am indeed.
Trending today.
Okay, so we're going to start with a story. You know when you're a reporter, I mean, you get sent out on a story and your boss says, you know, go and ask them that question that needs to be asked.
Yes.
This guy in America got super lucky interviewing Ed Sheeran. Now, it's been reported that Ed Sheeran and his fiancée, Cherry, got engaged towards the end of 2017. So, as all good reporters are told to do, ask him about the wedding. Ask Ed Sheeran, you know, what's going on, any plans, what's happening. So, Ed Sheeran is notoriously private. So, basically, he was being interviewed by Access Hollywood, I think it is, and they confirmed their engagement about 7 months ago. So the reporter was sort of saying, okay, you know, so tell me about, you know, the wedding plans. Have you got a date? Have you got anything coming up? And basically, he got a response better than he could ever have hoped for. So it always proves you should always ask.
What about the wedding details? Have you picked a date? Do you know where? Do you know when yet?
He lifts his hand up and shows off a silver ring.
All right. Really? That's exciting.
Yeah.
Congratulations, my friend. Congratulations. How did you sneak that one?
Huh?
How did you manage that?
Well, I never really do anything too public anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Happy for you.
He's so, basically like, I'm not telling you anything, mate.
No, he puts his hand up and he shows him a wedding band.
As far as he's going. He's like,
I mean, it seems this reporter got the exclusive. So in all the newspapers in the world now, online, all the radio stations, it says Ed Sheeran's basically confirmed that he's married his fiancée, Cherry Seaborn, who is now perhaps his wife. It's a cute story, though, that both of them went to school together and they went to a school in Suffolk together and they started dating in 2015, but kept the relationship really quiet. She moved to North Carolina to attend Duke University, moved back to the UK to be with Ed in December 2016. So I guess he's got a lot of famous friends and they're wondering how everybody managed to keep this a secret. But like he said, he's a very private man and they chose not to sort of sell it to the highest bidder and have all the photos in, you know, those glossy magazines.
It's good. It makes a change, actually, to hear that someone just got married or whatever incognito without splashing it all over everything. It's nice.
Yes, it's nice. Okay, so next up, a story I know you love talking about, Emma. You know, the Logan Paul and KSI fight, the YouTube superstars fight. I know you don't like talking about it, but yes, they exchanged blows in front of millions of people, and the official way to watch it, of course, was on a pay-per-view stream on YouTube. It cost 36 dirham, but it seems, so we talked about the fact that the fight took place, but it seems most people watched the event in alternative methods. So I think YouTube are pretty unhappy about this. Live streaming platform Twitch was the destination of choice, and over 400,000 people were watching it via non-YouTube at one point. So YouTube, the official stream, had 773,000 viewers all together. So the biggest event on YouTube was actually the biggest event elsewhere.
It's brilliant.
Anyway, as we know, the lead up to this fight, it was like totally embarrassing. Two, you know, attention-seeking social media stars claiming that they were going to, you know, knock each other out in the ring. It was pretty embarrassing. So it was the Jake Paul and Logan Paul and KSI and his brother Comedy Shorts Gamer. So the Jake Paul, which is the younger brother of Logan Paul, and KSI's little brother fought first and Jake Paul won. And then the second fight ended in a tie between KSI and Logan Paul. Now, KSI has taken to his YouTube channel this morning. In under 24 hours, had 6.5 million views and was the number one video on trending worldwide. And it's KSI talking about a fight that happened between two YouTubers. So one of the guys that took part talking about the fight is the biggest trending story in the world today.
Oh my gosh, what a fight. I've just been sleeping most of the days since the fight. Let my body rest up and heal. After six long rounds, I've been getting a lot of lovely messages from everyone, left, right, and center, so I appreciate that. And yeah, what a fight, man. Jeez. I mean, but yeah, he's lucky to get a draw out of that. But hey, your boy's still the champion. Your boy's still the champ. There's so many people that said I was going to get absolutely destroyed. He's an athletic beast. He's bigger than you, stronger than you. He's going to wipe the floor with you. KSI isn't even going to be a challenge for Logan. But yeah, I'd say the fight says otherwise.
Okay, so now it's had over 7.2 million views. So today, it's grown again by another million almost. The past few hours.
I don't get what the attraction is.
I know, but I mean, it's trending. That's the whole point of this.
I don't understand why it's trending. I mean, who are these people? I don't care who they are.
Do you think he just watches it himself on repeat and yeah, that's how they get the views up?
Nearly 7 million times. That'd be a neat trick.
I know, but I wonder how it works then. Because, I mean, it's phenomenal numbers, isn't it?
You sometimes see
a trailer for one of the big films come out and they don't achieve those kind of numbers in 24 hours.
No, not at all. I don't know. It's weird.
Do you get the feeling that maybe we are too old to understand the hype around it?
Yes, very much. I'm definitely too old to understand any of the hype around this. I mean, I don't know who these people... I know who Logan Paul is. I don't know who KSI is, nor do I really care, to be honest with you. So it's like... I'm sorry, I just have to be brutally honest about it.
No, it's fine.
I'm just like, I don't understand. So therefore, I do not understand the hype about it.
I feel like I'm too old to get the fact that these people are watched on YouTube videos all the time. They make all their money from advertising and then they've taken this from YouTube, outside of YouTube, into real life. And then all these people have paid to watch them and watch it on YouTube. And then they've gone back onto YouTube to talk about it. It feels so confusing to me.
And I have an even more embarrassing question about this story. What is Twitch?
Okay. it's like a streaming platform.
Okay.
Let's just leave it there.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Next up, this was posted on Facebook by a woman called Paige Zezulka. And Paige posted this on her Facebook and she said, "This will be my favorite video I ever share." So, you know, big promise that really, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the video might be about?
I've seen it already, so I know exactly what it's about. And I did get a little bit misty-eyed because it's beautiful.
It is beautiful. Basically, Paige is filming her daughter and it's her daughter's birthday. It's her foster daughter's birthday and her husband decide to film her opening a present. I'm sure you could guess which direction this is going in.
All right, well, there's one more gift. Yeah, it's another gift. I want you to read it.
I'm going to be adopted?
We'll always be your parents.
I love you so much. I love you.
We love you, sweetheart. We'll always be your parents. Okay? We'll always be your real family.
It's just adorable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm going now.
It's honestly so, so cute. So it's their foster daughter's birthday. And yeah, she discovered her final gift was finding out she's going to be adopted. Now, Paige put in her post, this was the day we told our daughter that she was going to be able, that we were going to be able to adopt her, and in brackets, her brother and sister. So they were adopting all three of them.
That's amazing.
And she said her daughter had been praying to be adopted and we found out on her birthday that it was going to happen. So the next day we gave her a surprise box. She just said the timing was perfect. She said our kids spent 1,128 days in foster care over 3 years. She said it's so hard on children to live in such uncertainty. And she basically said she wanted to share the video and the message that basically... adoption is amazing and we want others to know that adopting older children and sibling groups can be the most beautiful adventure you could ever have. Now, understandably, this video and post has gone viral because it's beautiful. Like you said, you got a bit misty-eyed watching it. I definitely did today and I thought, such a lovely story. And to see sort of the look of love and stuff between all three of them, it's obviously a very strong relationship that they've built already. And it's just adorable. What a thing to find out, you know, after being in foster care for so long, not sure if you're wanted or where you're going to be moved to next. The fact that they've taken on this little girl and her two siblings, keeping the whole family together is just lovely.
I was going to say, it's not just her, it's, you know, her brother and sister as well, which is amazing. So they've completely changed the lives of three little children, which is just, it's such a beautiful thing to do. It's amazing.
It is indeed.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.